It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Getting around is difficult this morning around Denver and along the Front Range. Heavy snow overnight has left roads snow-packed and slippery. There could be a bit more snow on the way, then some clearing late today. Colorado's COVID-19 situation is shaping up as a race between delivering vaccines and emerging variants that spread more easily. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state has seen steady declines in transmission, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths after a brutal late fall surge, and Coloradans are steadily getting vaccinated. But the number of cases with the mutation the state describes as a variant of concern of the coronavirus have slowly grown to around 100. One nationally prominent epidemiologist predicts the darkest days of the pandemic could be ahead. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Xcel Energy has a new plan to clean up Colorado's electric grid. CPR Sam Brash has more.
In less than two decades, Colorado's largest utility hopes to double its renewable energy capacity in the state. Xcel also plans to stop using coal entirely by 2040. But the plan released Wednesday also calls for new natural gas power plants. Alice Jackson leads the company's Colorado division.
And that is to really balance out the system for when the wind and the solar is not available, because, as you know, our customers across the state depend on safe, reliable, and affordable electricity 24/7.
Environmental advocates say emerging technologies like batteries could do the same job without warming the climate. Xcel will submit the plan to regulators in late March. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado ACLU has filed a lawsuit challenging the rules of an Aurora neighborhood prohibiting LGBTQ symbols on residents' property. A resident in the Whispering Pines District was fined for displaying a pride flag. The ACLU argues the rules violate the First Amendment and the Colorado Constitution. Again, snow this morning, some clearing today along the Front Range, and a sunny day tomorrow. This is CPR News.